This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Witz with you again. One of the most meaningful books that I've read recently was a 207-page book printed in America called 90 Minutes in Heaven, written by the Baptist pastor Reverend Don Piper. Now, you might have seen this book. My wife actually bought this book. She read it, was very impressed by it, and I asked if I could read it when she'd finished. And it's really a fascinating account of by Don Piper of a serious car accident that happened in 1989 when he literally died at this scene. He was driving home after being part of a Baptist convention, and a truck from a prison farm actually swerved onto his side of the road near a bridge and hit his car. It was a terrible accident. The paramedics reached the scene within minutes and they declared him dead. There was no pulse and he sustained horrific injuries. But the remarkable thing is that Don Piper went to heaven for 90 minutes until a colleague came to him, prayed for him at the inside the car, and his pulse returned. He'd come back from the dead. And he tells in very vivid detail of what heaven was like. It's the most remarkable story. And he tells of standing in front of a brilliant coloured gate and a crowd of people who rushed towards him. And he said they were shouting and smiling and praising God. And he felt that the people here in heaven were his celestial welcoming committee at the gate of heaven. He recognized his grandfather, Joe. His name was Joe Colberth. He even called Don Donnie, which was his name as a young person. He saw a friend from childhood who had died at 19 years of age in a car accident, and he slipped his arm around Don Piper, and he said everything felt peaceful and perfect. He spotted two of his old Sunday school teachers and other family members who welcomed him, and he said, "I've never felt such powerful embraces or saw such radiant light." And then he heard the most beautiful music, some of the old hymns and choruses he heard, along with hundreds of songs that he didn't know. He said there were no sad songs in heaven, only songs of praise and worship. Now, Don Piper's wonderful experience of heaven stopped after about 90 minutes when he came to life in the crumpled wreck of his car. And in the book, he talks about the serious injuries, which took a number of years of rehabilitation. He was in hospital for months. And today he's a staff member of the First Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. And I actually emailed Don Piper and got a reply from him. He speaks at conferences and retreats and appears on television in America. Many people have been apparently greatly helped and enriched by meeting Don. And if you read the book yourself, you'll know exactly what I mean. It's available at Kurong Books, and it's called 90 Minutes in Heaven. Well, people think that heaven, and this story that I'm telling you is just a fairy story, but the Bible says that heaven is a real place. Bill Hybels, he said once that we're so wrapped up in the present that we rarely think about eternity, and I think that's true. We need to stop and consider it. In the Old Testament, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, we read this verse, that he, meaning God, puts questions in our minds about the past and the future. And the older version says he has put eternity in the hearts of men. There's something in us that says there has to be more than life. We're all going to die, and where will we spend eternity? Now, Jesus came to die for our sins. He came to prepare a home for us. In fact, he said in John chapter 14, "There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I wouldn't have told you if it were not so." John 14, verse 1 to 4. And God's word also says that our citizenship is in heaven. We eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Philippians 3, 20-21. So it's natural to wonder, what will heaven be like? And yet, the most remarkable thing is to know that Jesus said, "I am the way, the road, and the truth. No one comes to the Father but by me." So our eternal destiny is in Jesus Christ. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the remarkable story of Don Piper. We thank you that heaven is real and that there is a place prepared for those who love you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.